I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 from Nashville Public Radio. I'm very happy to welcome back an excellent pianist from Middle Tennessee State University, Aronesh Nadgir. He's been here before. It's been several years, but we're very happy to have you back today. Good to see you, Aronesh.
It's great to be back.
He's an assistant professor of piano at Middle Tennessee State. He plays a lot of solo music and chamber music and concerto concerts as well. So you'll have music for us today by Joseph Haydn and Robert Schumann. You want to set up this sonata by Haydn? I'll preface it by saying I know that the keyboard sonatas of Haydn are not as well known as certainly as those of Beethoven or even as Mozart, but they're fine sonatas.
Yes, they are. And this one is a really beautiful piece. It's a short three-movement sonata, and what I find interesting about it is that each of the movements are very different from each other, but at the same time, each is unmistakably Haydn, and they all have his fingerprints on it. The first movement is very sweet and very innocent in character, but listen out for Haydn's use of chromaticism and his use of harmony. I think it'll catch you off guard, and it will be a little surprising where he takes you. The second movement sounds like it could be something from the Baroque era, and you'll hear in my right hand two upper voices weaving in and out of each other in a very beautiful counterpoint. And this is above a steady, constant eighth note motion in the left hand, which reminds me a lot of a walking bass line, which is something that Baroque composers used a lot in their music. And so Haydn takes us back to, in a way, back to older forms in the second movement. The final movement is a theme and variations. It is very fun, lively, energetic, and Haydn is known to have a great sense of humor, and this movement shows that very well. And it's a great ending to the whole sonata.
Thank you. Thank you.
piano sonata by Joseph Haydn, the sonata in E major, Hoboken 16, number 31, also in some catalogs known as the number 46, I believe.
Yep.
That was Aranesh Nadgir playing live in Studio C from Classical 91.1. I'm Will Griffin. Fine, clean playing. I love hearing you play. I must say that out loud. I enjoy hearing you play when you come play for us live in Studio C.
Thanks very
nice. Aranesh is from Middle Tennessee State University, where he's an assistant professor of piano. He does a lot of solo playing and chamber music playing and concertizing as well with the concertos. And there's music of Robert Schumann to follow. This set of pieces called Christ Liberiana. I'm not sure if that's called a cycle or a suite or what, but it's interesting pieces.
Yeah, it's a cycle of pieces, and I'll say that the entire cycle is 8 movements long, and it takes about 30 minutes to perform the whole thing. So we obviously don't have time for that today, but I'll be presenting the first 3 movements of it today.
Okay.
Something that's interesting to point out to your listeners is the fact that Robert Schumann was very influenced by the great German romantic author E.T.A. Hoffmann. And in particular, he had one character that came up in a few of his writings and some of his books. His name was Kapellmeister Johannes Kreisler. And he is described as a very eccentric musician. He would, have these moods where he was incredibly passionate and fiery and even aggressive. But then he would also, on the other hand, have moods when he was very hypersensitive and quiet. And so I think Robert Schumann in this piece uses that idea as his basis for this piece. And so what you'll hear is a lot of sudden juxtapositions of different kinds of music. So, for example, in the first movement, it begins very stormy and aggressive, and then almost without warning at all, the music suddenly changes to something much more delicate and soft. And I think this is Schumann's way of presenting this character of Hoffmann's in his music.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's music of Robert Schumann, played live in Studio C by Aronesh Nadgir. Beautiful music by Schumann, the first three movements of his set of pieces, a cycle called Kreisleriana, is opus 16. Beautifully played live in Studio C by Aronesh Nadgir. Wow, that's a handful of music. That must be the piece that Schumann hurt his finger on.
That's well, he did write music. Difficult music, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's showing the full range of the passions, mm-hmm. not only of the character from E.T.A. Hoffmann, but probably, most likely, Schumann himself, mm-hmm. of course.
Absolutely.
Very nice. Thank you for playing for us live in Studio C today. Yeah. And you'll be back in April with a cellist from MTSU.
Yep. I'll be back here with Christine Kim, who's also on the cello faculty at MTSU. Mm-hmm. And we'll be presenting some duo recitals in Tennessee and in surrounding states. And yeah, we look forward to that visit being back here.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing both of you together. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Will Griffin. This is Live in Studio C from Classical 91.1. Coming up next week, the Blair String Quartet from the Blair School of Music at Vanderbilt University is back. They're taking off from Haydn and Schumann as well with some of the string quartets, as well as music by American composer Pierre Jalbert, live in Studio C on Classical 91.1.